This is the Diocese of Madison This Week on Relevant Radio 1240.
And Chris Topher Adderhold joining us now on the program. Topher is the Assistant Director at Camp Gray. And he joins us today to talk a little bit about Bless Us for the Journey, a collaborative production of the music of Camp Gray, a CD that was just released this past summer, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Topher?
That is correct. Yeah, we released it on June 1.
Can you talk a little bit about how you decided to get together to make this CD?
Sure, yeah. So anybody that's ever been out to camp, probably any camp, but especially Camp Gray, knows that music plays a pretty big role. We're singing our graces before and after meals. We're singing at Mass. We're singing random songs about Moose and David Hasselhoff and all kinds of random stuff. And so because of that, it's been talked about for several years to how neat it would be if we had a CD that campers and staff could pick up just to kind of continue that spirit throughout the school year, continue that excitement and vibrancy that they had while they were at camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the summer of 2012 that a camper dad, Aaron Thompson, who is the music director at St. Thomas Aquinas in Madison, he approached us out of the blue and said, hey, you know what, I appreciate and I enjoy the music that you guys do. Have you ever thought about creating a music CD? And we said, well, yeah, actually, we have. We've thought about it. We've talked a lot about it. And he said, well, listen, I've got a studio, and I would love to help make that happen. And so it was Aaron that was the start of it all. He came to us and helped to get that ball rolling.
Wow. So now how many people were actually involved in this project in total?
So there was a number of us. There was four or five of us that were kind of the key instrument, key musicians, mm-hmm. I should say, throughout the CD. And then one day this past winter, we gathered about 25 or 30 former staffers, current staffers, campers, and with that group of people, we did the response parts of our call and response songs.
Sure.
But mostly it was the four or five of us that, yeah, all staffers, former staffers, current staffers, that played the instruments on the CD.
And there's really a wide variety of music on this CD. Some of the more traditional styles, including Hail Holy Queen, to the more contemporary selections like Mighty Savior. As I listened to this CD, I thought, this really has mass appeal to both young and old. How did you decide which songs to include? Because I imagine you had, with Camp Gray, you sing a lot there, I know, and it had to be kind of hard to decide which ones to include on the CD.
Yeah, it really was. We initially, when we began discussing the CD, we wanted to make it 16 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And then in just talking about time restraints and, yeah, the difficulty of recording that many songs, we narrowed it down to 12, which obviously made selecting the songs even more difficult. And the goal always, I think, was, yeah, to get a broad range, to get some slower, reflective songs, to get some hymns, also to get some more upbeat camp songs. And we're really blessed here at camp for as long as I've been here, and perhaps even longer. We have a number of really great musicians, and one of them, Ryan McGrath, he's been on staff for many years. He was a camper for many years before that, and he is a songwriter himself. And so three or four of the tracks were actually songs that Ryan wrote, and they're more of the upbeat Christian songs. So we sat down. We just decided that, like I said, we wanted it to be kind of a broad range. And then also with the musicians that we had, kind of those four main musicians, Ryan was one of them, Bill Van Wagner. He's a seminarian for the Diocese of Madison. He played a few of the songs. And then we had Nikki Kaler and Carrie Hansen. And just having them at camp for as many years as they've been around, we knew kind of what songs they loved and they were really great at. And so we kind of took that into account as well.
I know Nikki Kaler. She's taught two of my children, so I know how enthusiastic she is, and I can imagine she really had a lot of fun with this project, and I was able to spot her right away when I heard her voice on some of these songs, too.
Yeah, it was great to have her and all of the musicians a part of it.
Now, you kind of mentioned you sing songs of praise to the Lord. You mentioned this in your blog, too. Songs about the deliciousness of pancakes and the goofy post-meal digestion eating songs about David Hasselhoff, among others. And typically, members of the staff lead the songs. This album really kind of paints a picture about what camp is all about.
Yeah, what's great is the faith. Praising God is definitely at the heart of what we do. Everything kind of culminates towards that. And what's really neat about Camp Gray is that we get staffers that come from all over the country each summer, and that's their focus, is to lead kids to Christ. And what's neat is they're all really outgoing, goofy, random people. And so, yeah, we sing ridiculous songs. We have a ton of fun. The kids love our staff, and then it makes it that much easier for them to talk about the Lord, because our campers see our staff as being really cool people, which they are. We're, like I said, we're really blessed to get an amazing crew each summer.
You know, it's kind of funny to be talking about summer camp right now, but really, it takes a long time to get prepared for a summer. Talk about some of the things that you're doing right now in preparation for this summer's camp.
Sure, yeah. When I first came on at camp, I was amazed myself that 2 weeks after summer camp, we're already beginning to plan for the next summer. So we're creating the schedule, we're getting new brochures made, we're updating the website, and we open registration every year for our returning campers on November 15th. And so, you know, we have to pretty well have everything ready by then, and registrations are coming in great, which has been really exciting. And then January 1st, we open up registration for our new campers. So we've got that to look forward to here coming soon. Also, we're already beginning to hire our staff for next summer. And we get, like I said, we get folks coming in from all over the country. And then just on top of all that, always looking for ways to enhance programs. We have an event called the Cassidy Games that our campers and staff really enjoy. It's this week-long competition that kind of culminates on our final night. And we're always just looking for ways to enhance that and make it even more fun and exciting. So there's a lot of work going on for that. And then also throughout the school year, we have retreats really just about every day throughout the fall and in the spring. We have church groups and school groups from the Madison Diocese and then from beyond that come out. And we have a retreat group out here with us that they lead them on. We have confirmation retreats on the weekend. We have team building, leadership, environmental stewardship retreats. So we're rocking out here year-round, which is it's a real blessing.
It's amazing because just thinking back to when I went to Camp Gray, I was there for a confirmation retreat, and I think that at that time things pretty much shut down once the snow started flying. But you guys are going year round now. It's really changed quite a bit over the years.
Yeah, and yeah, it's neat when you take into account Jeff and Rebecca, our directors here. They have three kids. Paul, our program director, and his wife Anne, they have three kids. There's about 20 of us that live out here. Year-round, so it's a neat little community, and yeah, even when we don't have rental groups around, we've got their kids running around, so there's always kids running around here, which is neat.
Oh, that's great. Well, the name of the CD is Bless Us for the Journey. It's a collaborative production of the music of Camp Gray. It's a great CD. Like I mentioned, it has all different kinds of musical styles, from the more traditional hymns to the more contemporary songs, and really is for anyone of any age. Topher, if someone's interested in getting their hands on one of these CDs, how can they go about doing that?
You can give us a call here at camp. Our number is 356-8200, or we've got a page on our website. It's just campgray.com/music, and that'll give you all the information on how to get a CD.
All right. Topher Ederhold, Assistant Director of Camp Gray, thanks so much for joining us today on Diocese of Madison This Week.
Thank you so much.
And let's hear something from that CD. This is the Camp Gray song on Diocese of Madison This Week.
Camp Gray is the place where I want to be. Can run in sun and feel so free. It's a place I know where everyone cares. I can be myself and let down my hair. Camp Gray. Here if first love from dusk to dawn. And it's joy that I must pass on. Second to none. We're all united in the Holy One. We sing and pray and jump around. The campfire's when the sun goes down.
You're listening to the Diocese of Madison This Week on Relevant Radio 1240.